But right now, it's time to visit with one of our favorite guests here on the show. I thought it was ready because I thought Fernando was talking to him. But here momentarily, we're going to be joined by our old buddy, Al Lipscomb, Dallas City Councilman.
Sorry?
What'd I say?
I think we have Dwayne Carraway.
Well, we didn't quite bring the Ouija board in today.
I looked down at my notes. That was one of the things I wanted to talk to him about is the Al Lipscomb road that we're going to change Grand Avenue from. Sorry.
Okay.
Al Lipscomb. Sorry about that. No.
Boy, I'm glad Dwayne wasn't on the line yet.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Dwayne Carraway
about Al Lipscomb. Do all of them look the same, people that work in city government?
Since I know what's going on in the city and you don't, about Al Lipscomb Avenue, something that was voted on yesterday in the city council, and see if he has some hot sports opinions.
Anyway, rest in peace, Al.
Yeah.
Well, they're honoring him. They're going to name. Yeah. You guys didn't even know that until I brought it up this morning, did you?
No, I knew it.
You did not.
The only thing I knew is there was no way that Al was going to be with us here on the ticket.
Well, I didn't know that. Screwed up, all right?
By the way, the tweet you did two hours ago was promoting Al Lipscomb, too. So you apparently been thinking this for a while.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Did I really?
Yeah.
When?
He believed me. He believed me for a second.
Well, you were so serious. Of course I did. Jerk.
You would have forgot that you tweeted that?
Hang on. Let me turn it over to a perfect broadcaster. Here's Gordon.
All right.
How you doing? Because you're talking, not me.
Okay, well, see, I was ready for perfect broadcasting, and the drop interrupted
and
me.
And it got screwed up. But Dwayne Carraway is making a difference in our city. You mentioned the plastic bag thing, and everyone laughed at him when he brought that up.
I liked it from the get-go.
And yet, yes, when you drive around, is there anything, well, there's a lot of trash, I guess, looks bad, but the plastic bag blowing on the side of the road or up in a tree or on a power line or something like that, it looks horrible.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
No.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't get it.
Is that perfect broadcasting? Is that a line from a song I should know?
Nobody's ever heard a Katy Perry song?
Yeah.
I always thought that was the stupidest lyric.
From what song?
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag in the breeze? What song is that? Yeah.
Firework?
Yeah.
That's in that? I never noticed that before.
Is it? I don't know if it's in Firework or not. Okay, I admit my broadcasting is not exactly perfect.
Like a plastic bag.
My broadcast is probably 98%. Not perfect.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
God, I wish we had Al Lipscomb on right now.
You mean Dwayne Carraway?
No, I mean Al Lipscomb.
Oh.
Oh, we get word from City Hall that they are tracking Dwayne Carraway down right now. Tracking him down. That makes it sound like he's on the lam.
Yeah. Makes it sound like he's in the hiding in the freezer at Rudy's.
And I think he still lost a bunch of weight, too, from the fall, too. So we got to follow through on that. We did not watch a Cowboys game with him. Maybe we can make a hollow invitation to go to a Mavericks game or something like that with Dwayne Carraway.
Hey, let's talk city politics while we're waiting for Dwayne Carraway. When is the next Dallas mayoral election? Is it this November? I think it may be this November. Because didn't Mike Rawlings just announce that he is going to run again?
Yes. It's this November.
It is this November, okay.
Yeah, after indicating
November,
that
maybe May. It may be in May.
Why do they always play that game, though, of, I don't know, they always James Brown it and start leaving the stage, then finally come back and announce that they will run again.
Turn off Fernando's
But
thank you.
Wasn't Dwayne talking about running?
Hey, Dwayne, it's Mike Fernandez.
Now, let's listen. Let's just listen.
Okay.
Good. Let me get you right on with Gordon, George, and Craig. Hold on.
They had to tell him who we were again. All right. Speaking of the man himself, this is Dwayne Carraway, Dallas City Councilman. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. It's been a tough last 2 days for me, but I'm always pleased to get on this ticket.
Oh no! What happened?
Just so that you all know, I'm in intensive care with my father. We're going to do this radio show this morning, and subsequently yesterday he had to have emergency surgery, and they had to take his leg, and then last night, while we were trying to get beyond the shock of that, and they had to take the other one.
Oh.
So I've all night. But anyway, look, all I ask you all to do is just send up the prayers. Everybody on the ticket, send up the prayers for Bruce Caraway. He's 86 years old. He's a former employee at Brook Holler Country Club.
Oh, yeah.
We're working on that, okay?
Well, we're very sorry to hear that.
I need to talk to you guys so I can keep the spirit going here with myself and keep busy while we're going through this.
Well, hey, listen, Dwayne, we know you may have a lot more on your plate, it sounds like, than talking to us. If you want to go, fine.
No. Hey, I've been waiting on you guys. Where y'all been?
we hate to take you away from that, but, yeah, we wish your father the best.
Yeah, well, that's great. I know you do, but... Let's talk. Let's talk ticket.
Okay, let's talk ticket. Well, I mistakenly just referred to you as Al Lipscomb. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But the reason I did was because you had this decision yesterday at the city council. You want to talk about that and honoring Mr. Lipscomb?
Oh, yeah.